Well, there's a lot of different things that we're going to put in place. Some of it I have touched on before, but I'll just reiterate them here as well. So first off, just take a deal with costing the Canadian families. I mean, I just take a look at the cost of housing has just, I mean, in Nickel Belt alone, the cost has gone up by 34% just, I think, in the span of a year. So what we're going to start with is we're going to start by building those 500,000 new affordable homes that, in order to make sure that people have a safe place to stay, and that we're going to go after big money investors who are driving up those house prices to actually make sure that our children, or my children, for example, when they get to an age when they want to purchase a new home or even, you know, find a rental unit, that they'll have something affordable and decent to go to. We're going to put in place the universal pharmacare program, and we're going to expand medical benefits as well to include things like eye care, dental care, mental health care, all of those things that are very expensive if you have to pay out of pocket. Under our NDP government, you would be paying for that with your health card, not debit or credit. And then we're also going to be taking that CERB benefit, and we're going to use that as a springboard into building, like starting work right away on building a guaranteed livable income for everybody. So people, and in addition, I mean, just when we talk about just like the cost of bills and just services, people are being gouged every month because instead of standing up for consumers, the liberal, like a succession of the liberal and conservative governments have left it stuck to industry to set the prices. What we know that is when you let the private sector set prices for essential things is that you're allowing a bid for exploitation. And so what the result of that is that Canadian families are getting stuck with like sky-high bills. And a profit margin of Canada's biggest telecom companies in Canada are over 40%, while about 2 million Canadians are living in rural, remote, and northern areas and still don't have access to reliable internet service. I was speaking to a resident in the Nickel Belt, and who was telling me that her monthly internet bill is over $400, and that that's not even for unlimited high-speed internet. It's still metered. That's just ridiculous. Who can afford to do that, especially if you're living on a fixed income? So our NDP plan, we're going to put a price cap and we're going to make sure that Canadians aren't paying more than the global average for their cell phone and internet bills, and that's going to translate into a savings per family of up to about $1,000 per year. And another thing that we're going to put in is that we'll be expanding cell phone coverage and deliver reliable, affordable broadband internet to every community in Canada, particularly in the Nickel Belt, because we all know those dead zones where there's nothing, there's no cell phone service, and all of those areas where internet is simply not available. Because we know that it's really important and vital for the economic future of a rural Canada and rural communities such as the ones we find in Nickel Belt, to have access to that stable communication to be able to prosper.